Okay, so what we're going to do is basically Haneros HaLala. What is Haneros HaLala? Okay, that's essentially what we're after here. Okay, I don't know how long it's going to be. I'll see how long it takes. But first, what is it? What's the idea of Haneros HaLala? And it seems like it has a real source. Okay, himself is over. So the Torah brings it down. The Torah says, Garsinan, it's in Tafresh Ayin Vav. Garsinan Sacha Sofim. Hamadlik, Acha Shehidlik Omer. Haneros Halalo Anu Madlikim. So after you light, you say, these candles we are lighting, Al Chosval Nisim Al Naflos, Shasisa Al Vaseinu, Al Yidei Konech Al Kedoshim, Bechol Shmolis Mechanik Haneros Al Kodeshim, Bein Lan Rosh Hashtamish Bahem Al Rosam Bavai, Kedil Hodo Shemcha, Anflasacha, Val Nisach, Val Yishu Asacha. Okay? Similar, almost the same as our Gersa, same idea. So they were actually knowing to do it. It wasn't just like the Masas Rav wrote it down and it was a nice idea, but you see there are great people there. Okay? So that's it. This is when you do it. So if you look at the Masach HaSofer, maybe we should do that. Masach HaSofer, Masach HaSofer says this, Ketzad Mevarchim. Okay, V'yom HaRishon HaMadlik Mevarch Shalosh. V'yom Mevarch Shtayim. Okay? Baruch Toshim HaKeran 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 The Omer, Haneros Halalo on Malik Malishus on Lisa Mosa Vichule. Okay, I'm skipping to the end. Then, Malishus Echa, Baruch Hashem Akinachon Shachianu, the Omer Shasanitim Avosenu, Elul Amadlik. Okay? So what's clear from the way he says it, and this is what the Bach is going to pick up on, is he says, Ashagas Halalik Ner, Shachanaka, the Omer Haneros Halalo, and he quotes the whole text, and then he says, and then Shasanisim. Okay? So it's clear from the way he's saying it is, because we don't do that. Right? We don't do that. Our minhag is we do Shasanah, we do Ner Salalu after all the brachas. Right?
And the lighting, everything.
Well, while you're lighting, it depends. I mean, you can do while you're lighting. I think. What is the Shulchan Aruch? So we have in the Shulchan Aruch, says, Malak Lel Rishon, Mevar Shalosh Brachas. Lahalik Nechanaka, Vishasanis Shechianu. So he says, it's a good point, the guys mentioned that we have it, or the Shulchan Aruch has Shasanim before Shechinu, but it seems that the Masach HaSofer is Shechinu first. And I guess, according to him, Shechinu is on the Hadlaka, presumably, right? It's Shechinu on the Ner, on the Mitzvah, on the Hadlaka's Ner, not on the Shasanisim. Shasanisim is a different thing. Right? Shasanisim is Baruch Shavach, whatever, so Shechinu isn't on that. We have Shechinu even on that. Maybe we'll get back to that. I don't know. Okay, let's leave that for the time being. But then he says the what's it called? The Shulchan Aruch says Achar Shehidlik is Sifdal. Achar Shehidlik Omer and Neros Halal Onu Madlik Machos on the Simon Tov. So it's Achar Shehidlik after you light, right? It's interesting. So what is the Mishnah Berurah says? Achar Shehidlik Ner Harishon Shuah Ikar Omer and Neros Halalu V'Yigmar Hadlakas Beod Shomer and Neros Halalu. Right. So he says the way the Mishnah Berurah says is that you light one candle. I guess you make all the brachos. You light one candle. And then, while you're lighting the rest, because that's really the candle, that's the mitzvah. The Iker mitzvah is one candle. And then the rest, he's saying, anachnu madlikim, while you're lighting the rest, presumably. Right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it sounds like anachnu madlikim means while, it sounds like it's lashon, you know, lashon hova, right? Or we are lighting. Right?
So then what? Mm-hmm. So it's not like Masach HaSofer from Kohen
Mishnah. Well, right, exactly. No, you're right, because we don't do it that way. But Masach HaSofer would say, presumably, he would make ladlik ner. And then he would, he'd make the Hadlik Ner, then he'd light the candles, and while he was lighting the candles, I guess he'd say Haneros Halalu. Right? Presumably he'd say Haneros Halalu while he's lighting the candles. Then he'd say Shasanisim and Shechianu. Right? Because Haneros Halalu is while you're doing the candles. So he's gonna have, he had Haneros Halalu. That's the point, is that, that's what the Bach's gonna pick up on, that the Masach HaSofer has Haneros Halalu, prior to those other brachas, right after the hadlaka, you have the Haneros Halalu.
But he does have other hadlaka.
So the Bach says, Amalek Achshed, like he says, Haloshon Mashma Sheomer King Kodim Shivarach Shasanisim. Right? It sounds like you do this before you make Shasanisim. That's definitely true. Right? That's definitely true. From the, when you look in the text there, it's, you see it in a second. Without looking at the text, you know, you can't see it. From the Torah, it's very hard to see. Amalek Achshed, like you could say, oh, because it was right after you, Malik. But you could say no. It doesn't mean right after. Maybe it means later. But if you look at the way he says it, he's saying, what do you do? He says, you make Hadlaka, then you do this. And then, I mean, it doesn't say then. He just, like, leads in. It's just the next thing. Then Brachta Shachrin Yadu, then Brachta, I mean, he's quoting the text as if this is exactly what you're saying. So, sounds that way. It does sound that way from Lashon. So, V'chein Kosov Mahari Stein, I believe, Maharesh. V'chei Mashma B'Mesach HaZofrim. Okay, he's saying the Lashon of the Torah, I guess he's saying, is Mashma. I mean, yes, it's Mashma, then, in a basic level, but because he says it right afterwards. V'Mesach HaGaros Ma'am is Perikim HaLach HaDalad. Same also. Mihu B'Shuvus V'Aril Sunikuf Mem Hei Kosov, he's going to reject it. Da'anu Ein Lanu Ela Talmud Adidan. The Chala Brachos Tzarech Over Lasi Asam Kamosh Asam Kriyas Halal Until Lulav. He says we have our Gemara. Our Gemara says we always make Brachos Over Lasi Asam. We make Megillah. You make Shasanisim Shechianu Hadla all before you read the Megillah and Lulav. You say the Brach of La Antis Lulav and Shechianu before you take the Lulav. So he says Brachos are always Over Lasi Asam. Brachos are always over Lasi Asam. So what's his question? Because the implication is when Mesach HaSofrim that you're going to do Lahadlik and then Haneros Halo while you're lighting it. So then you're going to have, it's going to turn into Shasanisim and Shechianu or afterwards. Right? He says, V'ikol HaMeimer, the Mesach HaSofrim, the Sofer Kamandam Rabbi Yishalmi, the Mevarach V'Shas Lasi Asam. Right? And I'm not sure exactly what the Shita is, but he's saying, could be, because what Mesach HaSofrim do I, what about over Lasi Asam? Mm-hmm. So the thing he could say is that he holds a Yishalmi who holds that you make a bracha b'shas asiyasam. I'm not sure what that means, but it could mean it means like at the general time of the asiya. You can't make it way after, way before. But it's because I don't know if shas came in during, because some of them are going to be during, some of them are going to be after. Unless he's saying you can do shas and isim while you're lighting them. I'm not sure. He's saying something that the Yerushalmi, maybe the Mesach HaSofrim was going like Yerushalmi, and he got around the Over Lasi Asam problem. It sounds like Shas Lasi Asam is, it's not Svidavka before, but it's in the general vicinity. That, I mean, again, I don't know, I'm guessing. I have to look, you have to see the Shalmi. It doesn't quote the Yerushalmi, yes, so I don't know how to find it. Right, that good one doesn't have where it is either. It doesn't quote it.
The Yerushalmi?
Yeah, where the Yerushalmi is. No. So I don't know. I wouldn't know how to find it. But whatever. It sounds something like that. Some looser. But that's not the main issue. Okay, Vesu. Additionally, the Maharil is saying against his first argument is that how could you do it this way? We're not going to do it the way Mesach HaSofrim because you're not going to lose over Lasi Asam. Okay? And Vesu, the Ein Bo Minog Pashad LaOmro. It's not even a clear cut of Minog to say it.
What?
Lahaner Salalo. Right, in other words, it's brought down Mesach HaSofrim. It says the Rabbeinu and Rosh were knowing it, but it's not like everyone in the world does it. He's saying it's not so simple. He says, Ve'ech Nafsik B'Tafel Levein HaEker. So how are you going to have a hafsek between the ikar? The ikar, the brachos, are brought down in the shas. You have three brachos. And now you're going to just put in this thing, which is a minog, maybe you say it, and you're going to be mafsik with that in between the brachos?
Oh, ikar's reference to brachos.
Yeah, ikar's, exactly. Tavos Nerus Halalo. Rather, you want to do it afterwards. Do the brachos the normal way. You do them all over Lasi Asam. Then you light the candles, and you do it Nerus Halalo afterwards. And that's the way the Mishabura has it. That's the way the Shulchan Aruch has it. And it's after you light. Because he says there's Ikar and there's a Tafel here. So you want to put in the Minog. It's a nice Minog. Whatever ideas you're talking about, it's nice ideas. Whatever, for whatever reason you want to do it, you want to do it. But let's get our priorities straight, he's saying. He said, priorities straight, we have the Brachos, so the real Takanos Chazal. Now you have this thing, this nice thing to say. Say that afterwards. He says, first of all, why lose over Lasi Asam on the Shasanisim and the Shechianu? And second of all, you're being mafsik. There's a Seder Mitzvah here. You can't just start throwing in different things in the middle of the Mitzvah. It's a nice minog, but is a minog gonna knock out your knock out the thing here? You know, can you sing Melos Tzor in between the brachos? You can't do that. So what is Haneos Alalo? Well, how does that just come in the middle of the brachos? So David asks, he says, how do you know there's an idea of Seder here and of Hefsek and all that? So I'd say first thing is that, I mean, the brachos are all related to the common thing of Ner Chanukah. So you can't just, I mean, the brachos have to, you can't just make them in isolation. They have to be related somehow, whatever manner, before, after, whatever, to Ner Chanukah. So presumably anything alien in the middle of the thing is going to be mafsik the bracha from the Ner Chanukah. Right? You can't just, you can't say lalik Ner Shal Chanukah, then go take a drink or whatever, or start doing your own thing, and then make Shal Chasanisim. So now why could you discuss an Eros Halala? What's an Eros Halala? What is that? So anyways, it says, you see the Gemara says, Haro Malik Mvarach Shalosh, V'aroam Mvarach Shtayim. The Gemara says that. So is it just the lit? I mean, it sounds like there's an idea of a Seder Brachos. There's a three, there's a unit of a Shalosh, and there's a unit of Shtayim. Otherwise, just say, Haroa Mevarech Shechiyan Lahadlik, Shechiyanu, but why is it the list of numbers? It sounds like there's an idea of a Seder Brachos. like I said, for instance, you can make it, let's say you make it the way the Shulchan has. You make the all three brachos and then you light. So now the hadlik, I say, is mufsak, it's not related to the hadlaka, because you have shasanisim and shachanu being mafsak. They're alien things. The answer is no, there's a unit of brachos, there's seder brachos. So the seder of brachos is mitzurav to the thing, to the maisa mitzvah. I mean, they're all on the thing. So there's a unit of, if the bracha is mechayiv, if the mitzvah is mechayiv in three brachos, it's one mechayiv and three brachos, you don't just say the three totally different things are no shaykhus one to another. It's a seder of brachos. There's a unit of the brachos. But either way, it's a hefsek between the hadlaka. I mean, whatever, you're having an erasololu, I mean, you're knocking off it's going to break the hefsek then. Good question. You should have come to this. A good question is what's this? I mean, I always thought. I mean, it's news to me that you have halacha of over lasi yasam on berachas shevach. Like, always thought over lasi yasam is on berachas ma'aseh mitzvah. Hashem can show us what you want, and it's not like this. Then you do it. That's like you qualifying the mitzvah, the berachas ma'aseh mitzvah. But berachas shevach presumably is usually after the thing, right? I mean, usually it's shevach because you give shevach on the neros. You see the neros, you do it like thunder. You hear thunder, you make a bracha. You see lightning, you make a bracha. You see a rainbow, you make a bracha. So it sounds like it's not a bracha's meisah mitzvah, or shasan isim. Shasan isim is that you make a bracha. Shevach Hashem, they did an ace. So the mechayev presumably would see seeing the nails. In fact, that's a famous question. That's a famous brisker question. It's like, it's a big question is whether shasan isim should be before or should be after. Right? So that's what we do. I think we do. Is that on the first night, so we just do it before. Okay, we go like she does as they do before. But on the second night, so you're lighting a few candles. So what you do is, you make lahalik, you light one candle, and then you say shalsanisim, right? Then you say shalsanisim and light the rest of the candles. So this way, it's still over lasi yasam, because in general, over lasi yasam, if you have a long action, you could do it in the middle of the action. As long as the action isn't complete, it's still over lasi yasam. But, and also, and if you hold that the seeing of the nair is the machayiv, so then, you did, you already lit one now. I mean, so that's how we do. But either way, I mean, that's a svar. But what's the svar to say that it should have to be over lasi yasam? I mean, he's bringing a good point. As you see by Megillah, we do that also. We do by Megillah. We say, al mikra Megillah, and we say shalsanisim, and we say shechianu, right? I don't know the order. But that's why we do all those before. And then afterwards, you have different bracha, rabbis, rivena, donasini, right? And By lulav also, you make the antis lulav and shachianu all over lasi yasam. Shachianu is also shevach. I mean, you see, in general, we do through brachos all before the thing. But what's that idea? I mean, I just thought that the brachos of ma'aseh has to somehow like qualify the actions. It has to be over right before it, so it's related to it. But what's the idea of over lasi yasam such that it seems there's an idea of lasi yasam which is going to extend not only to the brachos of ma'aseh mitzvah. Again, I'm not saying. It's just my impression always was that way. But, I mean, it's just only to define what's this idea of Olas Yasam. Okay? But the main question here is that the Masechta, despite these questions, the Masechta Sofim held this position. I mean, it sounds hard to read anything else in the Masechta Sofim. I don't think they are reading anything. No one claims that the Masechta Sofim didn't hold that way. And there were certainly Shittas who held that way. So the Masechta Sofim held that you say an Eros HaLalu in between the Brachos. Right? You do Lahadlik. And then you do Haneros Halalu, right? So we have to answer is what is Haneros Halalu? I mean, what is it? It sounds like it's like the last question. I think is a good question. Like it's not so much a hefsek question. It's just, I mean, I don't know if he means specifically because it's a hefsek. See, that's what you're asking, David. I don't know if he means it's a hefsek. Maybe he means it's a hefsek, but it's just what is it? You don't just throw in like nice things, or later minhagim in the middle of a seder of brachos, or in the middle of the Iker institution. Because the real institution is that you have the brachos of Ner Chanukah and all the brachos, and Haner Salalu is a minhag, something which is introduced later. Now, how do you just, it's not even clear that you say Haner Salalu, that's what the Bach says. I mean, we do it. But there's the room to argue, it's a later thing, it's not in the Gemara. So now, how do you just put it in the middle of the thing. It's a nice thing. If you want to set up nice things to say, like Mostor is a nice thing to say, whatever, you know. So what do? You light the candles, you finish the halachic activity, and then you say a nice thing, and you reflect on all the ideas, and you know. So what's an Eros HaLalu? It sounds like an Mostor. I mean, so you're just talking about these Neros are for, you know, what they're telling the story a little bit, and you know, it's nice, it's a good idea. You think about the ideas and all that, but how does that work its way into the mitzvah itself? I mean, I think is the main question, you know? And what I'm driving, besides answering the particular questions, just mean, it's a real halacha here. I mean, Masor isn't just like, I mean, Masor is, I don't think it's probably Masor, but I don't know where the earliest source of Masor, but I know all you see, it's really found in the Masach Sofrim and the Rishonim. I mean, what is its halachic place? I mean, and the fact that you're putting it in the middle of the Seder does seem to be, it has a halachic place. It's not just some artificial thing that, you know, they just added in.
Okay,
so one of the guys suggests that, and this is a natural answer you want to give, is that the Pearsum is, maybe a guy's not, someone walks by, they can know what's going on, or whatever, so Pearsum is hard to know, to connect the Neros to the Nes. So what you do is that you say this thing, and thereby it brings out, elucidates the Pearsum, what the function of the Neros are. But the question which I have on that is that the problem is that the Pearsum is for people outside. You see, you light it by the window. The whole thing is the Pearsum is for the people outside. So now here you're making this announcement. It's not like this is a loudspeaker announcement that the people outside here. This is a private thing. You say it to yourself. So it doesn't really bring out the Pearsum. There's no, it doesn't help. It doesn't accomplish that task in any way. So it seems like the Pearsum takes place through that you put it in a place which is clear and manifest that it's not for your own purposes. And I guess the Roa is going to have to figure it out on his own. I don't know exactly how he's going to know, but it doesn't seem like this is going to help. The mitzvah is the ner. The Pearsum is the ner. The chafza shel ner is what's the mefarsim. It's not, you're not the mefarsim. It's you're creating an entity which is a mefarsim. And the way the entity is set up is the mefarsim. So what you utter at the time that you say it, that's not the, that's your mitzvah, that's not your whatever ideas that you're involved in. But that's not the mefarsim. So how does something which you say contribute to the Pearsum in any way? I mean, the Pearsum is for the people on the street, so you're you. So you can't, it seems that's the idea of a nair, is that it's a light and people on the street can see it. Otherwise, just go into your house and say, today is Hanukkah, and start saying something in your house. But no one's going to know it, no one's going to hear you. That's the point of it. Ner is something which is Pearsum. So, now what are you saying? What do you say? Is good? How's that going to do anything? Yeah, in Sibor, maybe you say Al-Nisim. Al-Nisim, you explain about the miracle, but I guess it's not tied to the Neros. But that's, I don't know, so it's hard. That's just hard to jump from what you're doing, what you're saying in your house to Pearsum. That's a difficulty. Also a question is, like, it's funny, the Gemara doesn't have it. The Gemara doesn't have it. So apparently, it's like you're kind of caught, because the Gemara apparently held the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah was complete without this.
Right.
You know what I mean? I mean, this is, I can't say this is, oh, you can't, you need to be mefarsim. The Gemara didn't have it. So, but on the other hand, like, you want to give a good as adding something, so like, it would be nice if you could somehow be able to bridge that gap, that the Gemara didn't have it, yet they wanted to add it in. Like, well, how'd that happen exactly, you know? That would be nice to be able to explain. If there's a real luckily problem without having it, then why didn't the Gemara have it? So you're going to have to say, no, luckily everything is fine. Also, then why do you need it? So I was thinking an idea as follows. Okay. And I think it relates to something that Rebbe once said, but first let's leave that out, okay, for the time being. But I will say, okay, so I was thinking it's like this, that Pearsum, see, Pearsum, the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is different than ordinary Maisa mitzvah, let's say like Lulav. See, Lulav is just a Maisa mitzvah. It's a technical action of a Maisa mitzvah. You did the action, period. Okay? See, but in Pearsum is really, it's like a Shevach. It's like Shevach Lashem. It's like expressing, be Mekadei Shem Shemayim. Right? I mean, that's, Pearsum. Pearsum partake of Kiddush Hashem. Right, that's what I'm saying. You're trying to be a Farsim Shema Gadol. You know. So the thing is that then Pearsum, besides for it being a Maisa HaMitzvah, I want to say there's a din of a Gavra HaMafarsim. It's a Kiyam in the Gavra. Okay, that he's involved in ideas. He's involved in ideas of Kiddush Hashem. Okay, that's a Kiyam, a Belev in the guy. That he's involved in, it's not just an action, but that is a key in the Gavra, who's involving himself in this type of an activity. Okay? And that key takes place through the fact that the guy is lighting the candles, and he's thereby thinking about the idea of this is about a nace which took place, and he's being mefarsim, the idea of that God is, you know, is Osei Nisim and is in total control of everything. He's mefarsim that to the world. That's a kiyum. That's a kiyum of the Gavra. It's not just a technical action, but it moves the person in a certain kind of way. There's an internal aspect to the kiyam. Halakhli, it's kiyam legabra, but that's there's an internal aspect to the action. Like, there's certain halachas like that. Like I think there's a rav had a famous thing, like avelis. Avelis is a kiyam shebelev. It's not just the din of doing actions, but there's an internal kiyam. I mean, you have mitzvahs like that. It's an internal component. So there's halachli, it's a kiyam. It's not just an action. It's not just a maisa mitzvah and a yotze, but there is a dimension of a kiyam in the gavra. Now, that kiyam, again, takes place because it's not just, you can't just do a technical action and have a kiyam in the gavra. It's not a scam. It's because there's a reality going on that the guy's thinking about the ideas of Kiddush Hashem, and thereby his action is an action which is in him being involved in this great idea. Now, if the guy would totally not be thinking about those ideas, then I'd say you don't have that dimension, because he's just doing an action, and he's just minimizing it to simply an action. So it could be the Masechta Sofrim set up, or I don't know who set it up, was that while you're doing the action, you enunciate the ideas of Pearson. Ideas that this ner so therefore the guy when he's doing it, that's going to bring out the kiyam and the gavra, kiyam and the gavra mafarsim, because while he's lighting it, he's enunciating the ideas and the why he's doing it. So now he'll really, his lighting won't be a technical action, but it will be an involvement in that pirsum anes. So that's a kiyam. Now, of course, you don't need it. Make our dinner guy, you're supposed to think about it. But it could be that if people aren't desire about it, or people can just do mitzvahs, you know. Like, for instance, if you do lulav, kind of, you know, what's the word? Just like,
Casually,
sorry. That's not the word, but yeah.
Casually.
Casually, without thinking about them. So mitzvah lulav is 100%. You're not liking mitzvah lulav. It's the kiyam. There's no. It may not be the most perfection given type of an activity, but you're doing the mitzvah lulav. You pick up mitzvah lulav. You have some mitzvah lulav. There's nothing lacking in any way.
You're doing it by rote.
By rote, exactly. If you do it by rote, then it's totally, you have the mitzvah 100%. But here, if you do it by rote, just as a technical performance, then you're missing that component. The component of Pearson is it's a kiyam in the gavra, that he's involved in a certain type of an idea, that he's being mefarsein the God Hashem Hashem. So if he's without thinking about that, then he doesn't have that component. So the mitzvah technically is yotze the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, yes, but it's lacking a major dimension. So it could be they set up an Es Halalu to bring in that dimension. And as such, it's not going to be a hafsik, because that is a dimension of the hadlaka. See, you can't say it's a hafsik. A hafsik is, you say, an extraneous thing. But this is really a halachic, it's bringing out a dimension of the hadlaka zaner. That's a kiyam in the hadlaka zaner, so that's not extraneous, that's not a hafsik. That belongs there. Okay, yeah, Raf. The question is, why is it here? I mean, it seems like it's saying you want to have it during the hadlaka. It's while you're lighting it, you're involved in those ideas. So before, you don't do it before, and it's before you make the bracha, the bracha's ma'aseh mitzvah is always before it. Then while you're lighting it, you do it. See, afterwards, it's too late. You did the thing. It's while you're doing the action, you should be thinking about these ideas. So therefore, the action has that nature to it. You know what I mean? I mean, I guess you could do it in theory before. But I mean, it could be don't be mafsik between the bracha. I mean, I don't know. I'm not sure. I mean, I say it's the best time to do it is while you're doing it. I think that makes sense. See, that's the way you're saying. That's how I think. That's from the sugya a few years ago. Rebbe said something like that. That the real kiyam of Pearson. Because he had a bunch of questions. Again, I don't remember exactly the shiur, but he had questions like, how does a guy in the street even know what's going? The guy in the street knows what's happening. Like, who knows? You know, what's a guy? What guy's going to be walking down the street and say, "Hey, what's that candle?" Oh, I guess it's about Hanukkah. I mean, and everyone who sees it already knows that it's about Hanukkah. So what's, you know what I mean? Like, what exactly is the deal here with Pearson? You know, so I think his idea was that again, this is going further than what I'm saying, but it's fine. He's saying is that the real kiyam is a kiyam shebelev. The real kiyam of Pearson is an internal kiyam. Is that the person, the internal kiyam is that a person recognizes the significance of Kiddush Hashem, and the significance of Shem Hashem, and of God's existence, and he's involved and he has an opportunity to publicize that to the world. It's an internal, so how do you do that? The action which expresses that is an action of publicizing. But it's not because them seeing. The kiyum isn't that those guys see it and say, wow, God's great. The kiyum is in you, that you're involved in demonstrating this, because that's something that the person is moved to do, like Avram Avinu was moved to be Mekadesh Hashem. That's the person who's moved to that. So the action is really, the real kiyum is an internal kiyum of the person. But it demands a public action, because what are you going to say? That Mekadesh Hashem, it's an important idea, but I'm just going to hide it in my house. Then you're lacking that idea internally. So the real kiyum, he was saying, is the kiyum shebelev, and you need an action of piersim. That's the action. So I think that would be very good with this, is that since that's an idea, so therefore, if you're not thinking about those ideas, you're missing the point totally. You totally miss the boat if you just do it perfunctorily. That's what I was looking for. So therefore, Haneros Halalu brings out that dimension. It like activates the gavra in these ideas and makes him realize what's going on here.